Welcome to a Burning Fire, Jeremiah 20 and verse 9. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Romans 3 and verse 31. Do we then make void the law through faith? God forbid. Yea, we establish the law. Friend, it is important to understand the context of this passage. The word faith means the faith or religion from heaven of which Jesus Christ is the founder. And the word law refers to the law of Moses, as is so often used throughout the book of Romans. A great portion of the book of Romans is a presentation of the contrast between the law of Moses and the faith of Jesus Christ. The law of Moses was a law of man's good works. Salvation was actually impossible under this law because no person can live perfectly. Salvation that is based on man's merit and his own righteousness will never be achieved. This is because it is not in man to always be able to do everything that he ought, or to refrain from every transgression. And in contrast to that, salvation under the faith of Christ is based and founded on the goodness and the deity of Jesus Christ. Therefore, salvation is apart from the law of Moses, but is enjoyed by and through the faith of Christ. Romans 3:28 said, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. That's the law of Moses. Galatians 2 and verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, that's the law of Moses, but by the faith of Jesus Christ. Even we have believed in Jesus Christ, that we might be justified by the faith of Christ, and not by the works of the law. That's the law of Moses. For by the works of the law, that's the law of Moses, shall no flesh be justified. Now, Paul rightly assumed, as he was guided by the Holy Spirit, that this truth regarding the law might provoke some to think that the faith of Christ made the law of Moses without any value, and was even a repudiation of the law of Moses. It is true that the law was taken out of the way, being nailed to the cross, Colossians 2 and verse 14. It is true that we're dead to that law, being married to another, Romans 7, 1 through 7. But the faith of Christ did not destroy the law of Moses, nor was that ever the intention or the mission of Christ, Matthew 5, 17 and 18. The law was abolished. It was set aside and replaced, Ephesians 2 and verse 15. And note here that most modern versions embrace a contradiction in their rendition of Matthew 5 and Ephesians 2. The faith of Christ showed all the more that the law of Moses had come from God. Galatians chapter 3, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster, to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The purpose of the law was accomplished through Christ. The law showed that man could not be saved by his own goodness. The law defined the sin. It condemned the sin. But it did not provide for salvation from sin. Because of the law, we have before us spiritual nomenclature and terminology by which we can learn and grasp the system of salvation through Christ. No, the law was not sinful, Romans 7, 7. And it did provide a knowledge of sin, Romans 3 and verse 20. It gave people a moral sensitivity. It kept the Jewish nation intact for the coming of the Messiah. And it provided types and shadows of the faith of Christ that was to come, Hebrews 10 and verse 1. It offers figures of the true, Hebrews 9 verse 24. Rather than thinking the faith of Christ undermined and made void the law, while it did fulfill it and take it out of force, it proved the law to have been from God. And it served as a prime development and gradual revelation of the system of salvation through Christ. Even so, Paul stresses how salvation is by the faith and not by the law, Romans 3 and verse 28. Unfortunately, this remark by Paul has been misapplied to teach that the faith of Christ releases people not only from the law of Moses, but from all law. Why, such we release man from all regulation and restraint. Since the principle of law shows right from wrong, This difference would no longer exist if mankind is subject to no law. He would be free to follow his own conscience, his own will, his desires, being accountable to nothing and to nobody but himself. Some have even gone so far with perverting the truth that Paul teaches as to teach that those who depend to any extent on obedience to any law make void the faith of Christ. Why, they even say that this would be an attempt to be saved by works. They have taught there is a conflict rather than a contrast between the law and the faith. Their cry is that to contend we must submit to any law is to deny salvation by faith. Such reasoning, if you can call it that, causes people to reject the necessity to obey the commands of Christ, the command to repent and confess Christ and to be baptized and to live righteously and worship his way, or anything else that the Lord has commanded. Such things, they say, have no part in being saved. Dear friends, such a position is actually to advocate lawlessness and permissiveness, and of course without the dire consequences. It is true that one cannot be saved by works of the law of Moses. It is also true that one cannot be saved by works of his own righteousness of which he can boast, Ephesians 2, 8 and 9, and Titus 3 and verse 5. But this does not negate the absolute necessity to perform the works of obedience that the faith of Christ requires. God's commands are laws. Faith in Christ does not release one from the need to obey, but it imposes upon everyone that need. There are many other laws from which the faith of Christ does not release us. Faith does not release us from the laws of nature, sometimes called the physical laws. Who releases us from the law of gravity? Or can we place our hand on a hot stove burner and no longer expect to be burned if we have faith? Are not we still subject to the laws of sowing and reaping? Whether we have knowledge of such laws or not, we may be ignorant of them. We are subject to them, and we must conform to them or bear the consequences. Faith in Christ does not release us from accountability to civil law. Now, we are not, as Christians, privileged to disobey such laws simply because we may not like them. Romans chapter 13, 1 through 6, 1 Peter chapter 2, 13 and 14, both of them teach our duty to such powers. Faith in Christ makes it binding upon us to obey the laws of the land. Only in instances where the laws of the land might force us to be in conflict with the higher law of God shall we disobey, as did the apostles in Acts chapter 4. We must obey God rather than man, Peter said. Being a Christian makes a person a good and law-abiding citizen. Faith in Christ certainly does not release us from moral law. Moses' law included morality, as well as ceremonial precepts. Morality is essentially a law of doing good. The religion of Christ also contains a moral code. It is the highest and noblest and purest code known to man. Faith in Christ does not suspend us from answering to morality and the standards of Christ and the score. It enforces our obligation to be moral. The law of Christ enlarged and expanded on the moral teaching found under the law of Moses. Whereas Moses forbade murder, Christ even forbade hatred. While Moses' law condemned adultery, the Lord even said to lust was sinful. Instead of an eye for an eye attitude toward offenders, the Lord taught love and forgiveness. Morality is more binding on a Christian than ever before in his life, once he becomes a Christian and a follower of Christ. Faith in Christ, rather than releasing us from all law, binds us to a law that Paul called the law of faith, Romans 3 and verse 27. Wherefore is boasting then, he wrote, it is excluded. By what law? Of works? Nay, but by the law of faith. James called it the perfect law of liberty, James 1 and verse 25. This is the same as the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus mentioned in Romans 8 and verse 2. Sin is lawlessness, 1 John 3 and verse 4. Where there is no law, there is no transgression, Romans 4 and verse 15, friend, the very existence of sin proves that law abides. The law of faith is the same as the gospel of Christ, the truth that Jesus said would make us free, John 8 and verse 32. It is God's system under the authority of His Son, and this system requires obedience to that law. There is no conflict between salvation by faith and salvation by obedience to the law of Christ. One is a part of the other. They're inseparable. Inasmuch as a person cannot be sinless of himself, he must rely on Christ for cleansing, and the way of cleansing is revealed through the gospel. Salvation is according to Christ's spiritual law. Now, there are two laws from which we are released by the faith of Christ. One is the law of Moses. Of course, the Gentile world never was subject to it anyway, since the law was only given to the Israelite nation. But the second law from which we are delivered is the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 2 and 3 tells us, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sending His own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. Friend, the law of sin and death, simply stated, is you sin, you spiritually die. In Christ we're free from this law. Even though we sin, we can be made spiritually alive. The wages of sin need not be suffered, Romans 6 and verse 23. This is why His law can be called the law of liberty, James 1:25. It makes us free, as does the truth, John 8 and verse 32. Without the faith of Christ, which includes law that must be obeyed, there would be no deliverance from sin. There would be no deliverance even offered to mankind. There is eternal danger in ignoring and neglecting the law of faith. The sacrifice of Christ is the only way that one can be saved, Acts 4 and verse 12. It is God's remedy for the consequences of sin. Friend, there is perfect harmony between salvation by faith and salvation by works of obedience to the law of faith. God has established a spiritual law, a rule of authority, that's what a law is, a rule by which we are saved. That is identically the same thing as the faith by which we are saved, Romans 3:28, Galatians 2 and verse 16. There is harmony between law and faith in the covenant of Jesus Christ. This has been A Burning Fire, and your speaker is Jim Boyd. Until next time.